أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at the subject of trust in Allah and focusing on an individual who was phenomenal, Hussein ibn Ali, and his words on the day of Ashura when he said, رِضًا بِقَضَائِهِ وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِي, I accept what he has intended and am content with his order. I'd like to start looking at the qualities of those who trust in Allah. What is the manifestation in their behaviors? Because that's the sort of benchmark we're going to be looking for. And I'd like to look at the qualities that are given in Surah Al-Furqan by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that, because today is an absolutely awesome day in which we recognize someone who was someone who had total trust in Allah. Someone who was so phenomenal that he was the benchmark of loyalty. You know, someone where we don't say that Abbas was loyal. We say loyalty is Abbas. Now, before I go on to his personality, and there is no way I think I will be able to do justice to it, let's just look at the practical aspects of a true loyal relationship. So we're told there are 5 ways to recognize loyalty. The first thing is that one who is loyal is always supportive. You will be able to reach out to them when you need them. They care enough to be aware and they know exactly when you need them. Somebody who is loyal is always respectful, whether they're talking in front of you or whether they're talking behind you. They are completely committed to you. Somebody who's loyal is trustworthy, very trustworthy. They are always there to ensure that you reach your full potential. Somebody who's loyal is sincere. They care. They are faithful in a way that they show up during good times and bad times. And their support is for no other reason than they absolutely care. And they practice random acts of kindness. And finally, someone who is loyal has integrity. They respect boundaries. When a person with high integrity makes a mistake, they will apologize and they'll try not to repeat it, and they will always be morally righteous. Now, all these qualities and beyond we find in the personality of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Absolutely phenomenal. He's described as Rajulun Jamilun Kal Jabalil Adim Watawdil Jasim. He was like a handsome man who was like a great mountain who inspired hope. He is known as the Dua of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because when Imam Ali alayhi salam married Ummul Banin, whose name was Fatima, he goes to his brother who was good at genealogy, and he wanted to marry a woman who had in her genes both bravery and God consciousness. And his brother picks for him Fatima Kalbiya, who later is titled Ummul Banin because she didn't want to be called Fatima. She didn't want the children to be reminded of their mother Fatima. She had 4 sons, Abbas, Abdullah, Uthman and Ja'far, and 2 daughters, Umhani and Jumana. Abbas was 33 in Karbala, Abdullah 23, Uthman 21, and Ja'far 19. And all gave their lives for Imam Hussein. They stood there for the truth. He was the strength of Imam Hussein. When he fell, Imam said, Al-an inkasara dhahri wa qalla hilati. It is now that my back is broken and I have no strength in me. I remember visiting, and in the haram, in the shrine of Hazrat Abbas, it was like a banner, and it said, Irqab bi nafsi ya akhi. And I couldn't understand, because this was something that Imam Hussein told him when he sent him or allowed him to go to get water for the children, which means ride with me, with my nafs. I ride with you, O my brother. This is a masum imam talking to his brother. And he said, Ya akhi, my brother, Ya nuru aini, the light of my eyes, Ya shafiki, my friend. It is phenomenal. This man is just something else. Just as Imam Sadiq said, if people knew the position of Abbas in heaven, then they would be envious. He married Lubaba and they had five sons. Fadl and Qasim were killed in Karbala. We call him Abu al-Fadl as well. Ubaidullah, Hassan and Muhammad were very young and they stayed in Medina with Umm al-Baneen. She was the strength of Hazrat Abbas. I could actually go on, but just one thing. When the flag of Abbas was brought into the court of Yazid, now remember he's the tyrant, he stood up and examined it. Whose is this? He said. And they said, this is the flag of Abbas. You see, the handle, the where you hold it, was totally damaged, but absolutely brand new where his hand was. And he says, Haqadha yakunul wafa. This is what you call loyalty. They had to cut off his arm to be able to, for him to drop the flag. That, in essence, it was loyalty is all about. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be loyal to the imam of our time, to portray loyalty in our relationships so we too can say that we emulated Abbas, for whom Hussein said, Irqab bi nafsi ya akhi. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.